Almost everyone loves the Christmas story. The story of a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a straw manger. But how many people accept that same baby grown into a man on the cross? Christ was not born for Christmas. He was born for our resurrection from a dead life of sin. I want to stare hard at the manger this season and into January. I want to know and experience in my daily life the reality of what Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross. Over 2,000 years ago, Mary groaned with the pangs of birth, and Jesus Christ was born. Hebrews chapter 12 says, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith." For many around the world, Christmas is a declaration of peace and hope. We can't have faith without hope. Has your hope been shattered? Or, if not shattered, is it shaky? On the days my hope is shaky, I have to get really quiet and ask myself, what am I really believing? Sometimes we have to uncomplicate things so we can see what's really going on behind all the chaos and confusion. I don't think anyone would argue that the world is in a mess. Our God is the God of order, not the author of chaos, unrest, and confusion. There are basic principles of our faith we need to get back to. I am so grateful to my husband. He is practical, no nonsense, and solid. He can spot a fake a mile away. We need sensible people like this in our lives who will dare to speak the hard truth to us, even if it hurts. Jesus is our Prince of Peace, even in the midst of storms and worldly upheaval. He is our sure foundation. The peace God gives is not the absence of conflict, but an inner peace despite the unsettling in our world. That peace will be daily challenged. That is why the Bible tells us to resist the devil and he will flee. Jesus came to restore us from our broken place of sin and separation, back into right relationship with his Father. The story of Christmas promises us this kind of life. This peace came to us in the form of a baby, born into humble and dangerous circumstances. Our faith in this man, Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah, transfers his righteousness to us. My heart is overwhelmed with gratitude at what Jesus did for me. There is so much richness in the gospel. Contrary to what an agnostic, atheist, or evolutionist believes, we did not get here by some cosmic accident. At creation, God said, "Let us make man in our image." God created us and placed us here on earth. He loves us and wants fellowship with us. In the beginning, we lived in harmony with God. there was happiness with God and one another. God did not send His Son into the world to condemn it, but to be our Savior and Rescuer. He is the ultimate Rescuer. He has rescued us from darkness completely. Not only the darkness around us, but the darkness hiding in our own hearts. His promises of freedom can be ours by faith. We all have deep failings. Jesus Christ came, fully aware of that. Trying to fix ourselves will never work. Yielding to the Holy Spirit and the Word of God is what works. It is a truth you can stand on. Life changes when we discover our need of a Savior. There will always be struggles in the Christian life. But if we yield to the Word of God, He will equip us. The Bible is full of promises of hope. He is our ray of light in the darkness. Listen to these promises from the Word of God. The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. Though this world is full of trouble, take heart. Jesus has overcome the world. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. In a world saturated with bad news, let's saturate our minds with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I hope you are blessed by today's message. Till next time, this is Nicole Baker from the King's Court Podcast.